Me and Bubble went to Memphis. Bubble went with me to Memphis. I was hoping not to have to say this. Did everything I could for Bubble to have a better name, but that didn't happen. Maybe because of how the name immediately stuck to the problematic motherhood of Bubble. How she wanted to burst the bubble of her abdomen every step of the way. How she wanted to stick pins in Bubble's bubble head. Much too big for the birth canal. Bowling ball down twisted alley. Hair all slick birth products. A dip in batter. That was years ago. Way before me and Bubble watched the little rascal's door size cake, white, like every kitchen door I've ever walked through. Come to think of it, maybe I've entered only test kitchens. Maybe there was some doubt about everything being cooked up when I entered the scene, often dragging Bubble, who was compelled, since he couldn't be an astronaut, to wear a diving helmet that he built himself, strict to specifications in modern mechanics, so thrills of lake bottoms could be his, lust for bubbling bogs. He saw thick-skinned bubbles rising out of slime, membranes that housed feral embryos, snake mounds of braid above the ear over a swell of head, hairy hump graft of miniature camel taking hold in some maddening science, like the physics of going to Memphis with Bubble, wearing a slab of polyurethane-coated ribs, pageant sash slabs of ammunition. He sprayed his mother's face with polyurethane too when he got there, some of it splattering off the sides of her casket like bubbles of bacon grease, as if to coat particles of air, tiny globules of synthetic sleet going up the nose, breath of tiny bubble tea, his air supply in depth of bog so thick he walked on it as he nearly drowned. Pushing his mother's casket turned botched kite off a cliff. Scouted good ones the 4 days it took to get through Knoxville because of scouting. Then once in Memphis, collecting tin cans 10 inches in diameter, 13 inches deep, cookie cans destined to become diving bells, destined to be outfitted with plate glass windows, destined to be placed tight against his face, his lips pressed wider, nose flattened, the punch of the deep. Just as long as he didn't go too deep, just as long as he didn't get too near the center of anything, remaining in some margin, near some border, some sideline where he could have been unnoticed had it not been for that collection of tin can diving bells, each one over a commandeered head like crude armor that he found out couldn't stop a bullet. Repeat, couldn't stop a bullet, and Bubble couldn't stop firing monogramming, executions, polite, oversized hankies with air holes. Air holes. Air.